Okay, so a couple of messages come in asking about the 1 over 3. Why do we add that to the 25? I mean, I think, you know, the bit of the music made a lot of sense to people with the 25 notes. If not, you can check out some more things in harmonic chemistry, because we use the number 25 in that quite a lot. Anyway, you can say, yeah, the number 25 holds up the string. Why the extra third? Okay, so that's actually got something really to do with the number E, in a way. Remember we talked about the number E being built up of triangle numbers, yeah? And so what we see is when we take the whole numbers and the reciprocal fractions, they create a density of, like, of what we call Aleph 0.5. So as we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so and so, the whole fractions will produce a 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5. So another way of seeing that is that they're moving at half a step, whereas the whole numbers are moving a whole step. Yep. So what happens is, if you think about it, another way I can look at that, I can take those numbers and I can add the one before to the one before that. You know, if I add 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6, da, da, and I get what we call the triangle numbers as we go through. And those triangle numbers, in a sense, also have a kind of a reciprocal value, should we say, yeah, which is a reciprocal sum of all the triangle numbers, which actually sums to the number 2. Or so they say, yeah. That's the geometric proof, is that it sums to the number 2. But when we start dealing with base 10s, things start to fall out of whack a little bit, yeah. So the question is, what does base 10 do then to the triangle collapsing into a square, you might ask, right? So as we progress through adding up all the numbers, we find that actually there is a subtle difference between, let's say, the growth of ordinals, and because they've got like a 1.5, one step, if you like, versus the half step, if you want. But it doesn't necessarily pan out, if you imagine, if you're talking about half a step, because they start both at 1. So, you know, when we're at 4, we're at 2.5, for example, yeah? And when we're at 14, we're at 7.5, yeah? And so what happens is, as we progress through the numbers, as we go from 17, 16, 5, what we see is the numbers start to fall behind, yeah? So by the time we get to 41, we're only at 30.5. And by the time we get to, say, 61, we're only at 50.5, you see, on the density factor. And so you can see what's actually happening as the density increases, yeah, is that this gap between the two is broadening, yeah? And so there is a sort of weird sort of infinite gap, yeah? And so the question is, well, where does that end? What happens to that gap sort of thing, yeah? Because it's getting... it does get bigger and bigger and bigger very, very slightly. So that's going to mean that we can't get to the end of the infinity line, if you think of it, because there's a gap, right? And so we have to just work out what that gap might be. So if we pursue those numbers right to the end and we total them up, you know, like say we go through like say 7,000 counts. And what we see is actually the difference between the two starts to become a particular number. And what we can do is we can find the reciprocal of that number, and obviously it will be diminishing towards 1 then. So as a number gets bigger, one way it gets smaller in the reciprocal. So we can use the reciprocal idea then to transform that number, yeah? So let me just go through some numbers here with you. So we've got the idea that basically we're progressing towards the number 2, yeah? But there's a little bit that's going to be kind of missing, yeah? And what we find is that when we examine this number, it sort of starts to look a little bit like a strange number. It's 099. It's approaching what is actually starts to approach 1, obviously. So it's 0997514204545455. And so what we're starting to see there is actually what's happening a little bit at the end of the number line. When we see this 454545, in a way you could see it's like 9 dividing, yeah, into a perfect sort of harmony, yeah. So what we need to do then is we just need to take 1 and we just need to minus that off 0.00248. No, sorry. We take the number 1 and we subtract from 0.99751448. 2-0, and then the 4-5-4-5-4-5, blah, blah, blah. And when we do that, and we subtract them off each other, we get a new number, and that's going to give us this number here, 0.002487954545454. So you can see that the 4 5s and the 5 4s just invert there, and that's called an inversion. The 0 becomes a 9. Yeah, so we've inverted it back like our 999s. Think about 999 at the end of the number line. That's the one. All the way, 999. So when we see a 9, we've got that there. But look, if we look just before that on that number, there is actually another number here that's emerged after the 0.00, and it's 24857. Right? And we know that basically we can resolve that with the number 1 at the front of it, can't we? Yeah. If you imagine, that's the pi. That's the pi number, isn't it? Yeah. It's the number 7, isn't it? Vortex code 24857. And so what we find is then, let's do an examination of the 54. If we take the 54, like 0.545454, it turns in its reciprocal to 1 8, and then we've got the infinity of threes, right? So in that case, what we can do is we can now do a little bit of fancy infinity magic, as it were, and we can start to break things down a little bit. We can start to see that the 142875 can be separated out from the 9, and we can resolve that just to the number 7. The 9 we resolved anyway. The 5454554, there's the 1. Well, we need the 1 to resolve the 7, so we could put that there, couldn't we, to resolve that 7. So we become 142875, and then the 898, yeah. And so we know that how 8 works when you square 0.9999999. When we take the triplet 9 and square it, you'll see that it'll create an 800. And so that 8 will go in there, and then the 33333s will just pop along into infinity. And so that's, if you think about it, that's the, what we're talking about is at the end of the triangle numbers that sum to the number 2, yeah? But they don't quite sum to the number 2. So, and that obviously creates a distortion in the fabric of, you know, from base system, from the perspective of base system. You don't get the distortion in base infinity, but you do get it in base 10. And that's a third, that's the distortion of a third, you know. But the distortion of a third is actually a quite a valid function, because it creates a new infinite. And so what it means is you can pursue those infinites as well. So anyway, that's a little bit about the triangle numbers and how they kind of build, yeah? And how, so we'll just recap what we did. We started to, you know, create the numbers. We started to add them together. But we didn't add them together. As we went through, we've also created a map, if you like, of the two types of infinity, Aleph, you could say Aleph naught, if you like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the cardinals, and the density of the ordinals, which is 0.5, that's the, you know, moving up 0.5 a step. And then what we did was we just literally summed up all of the, and that's just a comparative thing, but we summed up all of the ordinals and we created a set of triangle numbers, yeah? And then what we noticed, okay, so we've got these triangle numbers, and they're going to go on to infinity, and they try and sum towards 2. And then what we noticed, there was another set of numbers, which was the, as we build through the steps, these other ordinals and cardinals are counting off, blah, 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 blah. And we're keeping track of those in another column, if you like, on the number line. And what we find is at the end of it, yet what we find is everything's summing up to 2, there is a tiny little fraction part missing. And that tiny little fraction part there we can identify by tracking the ordinals and the difference between the two and finding the reciprocal value, which will also reduce towards 1 as one reduces, as one increases, one reduces. The reciprocal is kind of reduced towards 1, yeah, in a way, yeah. And so that's why we found the reciprocal values of the difference between the ordinals and the cardinals, yeah. And then what we did was, once we found that reciprocal, we'd made an examination of what it was coming down to, and we realized that basically it's not the number 2, it's actually just below 2 that it's actually resolving to. And in that way we can begin to understand that at the end of the infinite line we can start to decode the infinite, yeah. And once we get to that 4545545, that's the sign. There's a sign there. When you see that in a code of numbers in base 10, that's a division of 9s, yeah. And so when we recognize that division, when we saw the Oh, look, there, we subtracted it from the 1. We got the pi code out of it, and we just inverted the 5s, because that's what you do. You just invert 5s or 4s. That's how infinite code works. Zeros go to 9s. Yep, that's normal. The 2 went to the 7. Yeah. And the base, and the code, which was in the, which was the 99, now turns to 00 at the front. And what we have there is the vortex code, which resolves at 7. And then we just did a little bit of number magic there. And so what we get is the infinite, what we call the end of the infinite. Yeah. Which we go 7, 9, infinity 3. And that is what are the interferences of the base system for those particular, and in that particular order. There's not another order. And the 9 represents a non-disturbance, whereas the 7 represents a disturbance. And that non-disturbance has been fractured into 3. That's how we would observe the end of the triangular series at the moment. And you can see there that the fracturing into 3 is a third. And so you get a kind of idea about how that's kind of working. We mentioned about the number 8, yeah, so 7, 9 and 8 there being a part of that set, yeah, we can put those in, just so we know that that's because 8 represents an infinity squared, because when we square 999996 nines, we hit the square button, we're going to create 800 at the end, yeah, and so that creates that extra top couple of zeros, and that zero can then be divided into threes, yeah, or 33s or whatever you want, yeah. So that gives us that little kink, which is set back 2 decimal places at the front end, which gives us the 25 number 3 now, to be represented as a whole number, and for the third fraction, which is the tiny little bit extra in the equation, to be represented purely as a reciprocal, rather than sticking the decimal point at the front of the number line. So I hope that's a little bit clearer about how all of that works, and that's the triangular numbers and how they work and compile towards the number 2 in their own unique infinity signature, which is completely different to other numbers that we can show also compile to the number 2. In fact, all numbers compile to the number 2. This one just happens to do it in a very special kind of way. Thank you very much. That's Colin Power, just from Into Infinity, giving you a little bit more juice, if you like, on the number E, the triangle numbers and how they work, and what actually lies at the end of the infinite triangle numbers, which is why we have 25 plus 1/3 for the pi equation. Thank you very much, and we hope that's been of use.